I'm going to choose to let a different thought in. Negative thought. This is too hard. I can't do this. Acknowledge it. Oh, fuck. I'm having that thought again. I can do this. It's supposed to be hard. That's what makes me stronger. Fuck, I can't find good staff. People keep quitting. Well, people keep quitting because I'm not hiring good people. How can I hire good people? Where can I find them? You take your focus from negative to positive. You change the thoughts that go on in your head. The second type of stress we now want to lower is emotional stress. Now, as we talked about earlier, emotional stress or emotions are simply energy in motion. So the first step here is to simply write down what are the negative emotions you experience daily and weekly in your life. You'll probably find that you get the same emotions. If you don't know what emotions they are, you go, I don't know what the answer is. Simply close your eyes and just remember the last time you felt something negative. You felt angry, tired, triggered, stressed, anxious, depressed, sad, guilty. The last time you yelled at your kids or got into an argument with your wife. Think about all the problems in your life. All the problems in your life are going to make you feel something within your body. You're also going to have thoughts, and we covered that just a few minutes ago. But what are the feelings you have in your body that fuck you up? Write those down. And then what you want to do is you want to think about the story, the language, the words that are attached to that emotion. For example, if I come downstairs and my wife hasn't done the dishes, my story in the past was she doesn't care. I worked hard all day. She's nasty, blah, 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 blah. Then I would feel, as soon as I think those things, I'd feel frustrated, angry, and triggered. I'd feel a lack of appreciation. Now, once you know the thoughts and you know the emotion, frustration, angry, triggered, then you change the story. The story then becomes, she is doing her best. Maybe I can help out. I don't know what's going on for her today. That instantly lowers the emotion. When you can change the story, the negative charge of the emotion changes because the story changes. Step number two for emotions, very fucking powerful. 6 deep breaths and just ask yourself this one simple question. So breathe in. Nice and slow, 6 times. Get in the habit of before you react to anything, 6 deep breaths and just ask yourself the simple question. Will I be upset about this in a week, a month, or a year? Will I be upset or negative about this a year from now? Often the answer is no. So then you can ask yourself, well, why the fuck would I be upset about it now? Recapping, write a list of the emotions that fuck you up, the negative emotions. Number 2, take 6 deep breaths and ask yourself, am I going to be upset about this a year from now? That lowers the charge. Number 3, if you're still struggling to deal with the emotion, what you want to do is you want to close your eyes and breathe deep. And then you want to ask yourself this, where is this negative emotion in my body? Now, if you're listening to this right now, driving, don't do it right away, but try this. Please try it. You can pause the video after I explain it, pause the podcast and try this. It's so fucking powerful. Close your eyes and get clear on what the negative emotion is. For example, it might be anger. And once you're clear on the name of the emotion, just ask yourself, where is this emotion in my body? It's always gonna have a location. It could be in my chest, it could be in my shoulders, because remember, emotions are energy in motion, meaning they're energy inside of your body. And if the emotion is fucking you up, it means the energy is stuck. The only way emotions can fuck you up is if you don't work through them. You're allowed to feel angry for a second, but if you work through it, the emotion goes away. So where is it in your body? What shape is it? What color is it? So close your eyes, breathe in, ask yourself, what negative emotion am I feeling? Anger. Where is that emotion in my body? My chest. What color is that emotion? Red. What shape is that emotion? It's like a jagged ball. And then all you gotta do, it sounds so fucking stupid. We've done this for thousands of people. It works every time is what? Change the shape, change the color, change the location. So think about it like this. Red spiky ball of anger in your chest. Change it to a blue waterfall. Change it to a blue marble. And then take that marble from your chest to your shoulder. Take it down into your elbow. Take it into your wrist and flick it away. Flick it away. Let it go. Often, This will take your emotion from an 8, 9, 10 intensity to a 1, 2, 3, and that's going to lower your emotional stress. Now, obviously, there's a lot more you can do here. We go way more advanced than our Empowered Man program, so I'll drop a link down below if you want to really destroy stress and negative emotions, trauma, all that sort of stuff. We can definitely help you with that. But recapping, what are the negative emotions? What is the story or language attached to it, right? 6 deep breaths. Am I going to be upset about this a year from now? And then if you're really struggling, find the emotion, the shape, color, and location. Change the shape, color, and location, and it will fucking change your life. So powerful. That's how you deal with emotional stress. Simply just identifying the story and changing it is often enough to change the emotional charge. Now, you also might be thinking, well, this sounds quite complicated and hard. And what if I've, you know, been feeling negative emotions for a while, or I'm holding on to guilt or trauma or anger from 20 years ago? And what if I just can't switch off my brain? This is like anything else in life. When you practice it, you get better at it. If all of this is new to you and you have not done this once in your life, I'm teaching you the shit, you're still listening to this podcast, and you're going, this makes sense, but it sounds hard. Ask yourself, how many repetitions have I done of what I just learned? The answer is probably zero. So if you do one repetition, is it reasonable to be good at this? No. If you do 10 repetitions, is it reasonable to be good at this? No. But if you do 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 repetitions of what I'm sharing with you now, you're gonna change your relationship with stress. You're gonna be less stressed in every area, all five, which means you have better health, more wealth, and better relationships, if that's what you want. So look at this as a long-term journey. Try it for a week, a month, a year, and change the way you do these things so you have less negative thoughts, less negative emotions, and a better quality of life. Put in the repetitions. The third type of stress, digestive stress, the gut. This one's very, very simple. One of the easiest ways to improve your gut health that we teach at The Empowered Man is to remove 3 food groups from your life and to add 1 food group in, which isn't really a food, to flush everything out. Now, I am by no means a gut health expert. I want to make that very clear. However, we have coached thousands of men. These men end up losing a lot of weight. They end up having way more energy. They end up sleeping better. They end up having more positive thoughts and feelings. They end up communicating better with their partner. They jump out of bed. They're healthier physically and mentally simply by doing these 4 things I'm about to share with you. Try it for a week. Try it for a month. I guarantee for the majority of the humans listening to this, you listening, it's going to make your life better. And if it doesn't, you gave it a try. But the 4 things you can do to improve your gut health, have more energy, sleep better, feel better, are very simple. You want to cut out 3 food groups, add 1. Cut out gluten, dairy, and alcohol. Now, this is very difficult for a lot of people because I used to be a guy who loved alcohol. Alcohol for me, I still love it, but I don't have it often. Alcohol for me was a crutch. It was a way to lower my stress. It was a sedation tactic. I'll lower my stress by drinking. Doesn't fucking work. Because what it does is, even though you feel like you've taken the edge off with alcohol, it destroys your gut. It is literally poison, and it destroys your physical health, your mental health. It increases your psychological stress. It increases your emotional stress. It increases your physical stress. It increases your sleep stress. You sleep worse if you have 1 drink. It fucks everything up. So when you cut out alcohol, it helps your gut and all the other stresses. Gluten. There are some people who can tolerate gluten. It is a very small percentage of people. Again, I'm not an expert on this. However, there is research to show that gluten, pasta, bread, actually fucks up your brain. There are very many people who have a gene where it crosses the blood-brain barrier in your brain and it poisons your brain. Your brain cannot be healed once it is broken. So gluten for a lot of people is fucked up. It's very simple to fix this. Just have gluten-free pasta, gluten-free bread. It's actually delicious once you get used to it. The third one is dairy. Now, some people, again, can tolerate dairy. Dairy has some great properties for a lot of people, but a lot of men, a lot of humans, their gut gets a lot healthier when they cut out dairy. Cheese, milk, cream, anything made from those. You can substitute these nowadays with almond milk, oat milk. There are a lot of great ways to substitute it. So cutting out dairy, gluten, and alcohol is fucking insane for people. We have had people lose 20, 30 kilos, 40, 50 pounds simply by doing those three things. You'll have more energy, you'll have more power, your digestive stress goes down, which means everything else gets better. Now, the fourth thing you want to do is you want to increase your water intake. Now, I know that some of you listening to this are watching it from America and not Australia. I live in Australia, we work in liters. So the formula we use, I'll get my video editor to put the metric system as well as the imperial system on the screen. But in the metric system, it's 50 mils per kilo of body weight, right? So if you weigh 100 kilos, that's 5,000 mils, 5 liters of water a day. You want to increase your water intake. Most of us are chronically dehydrated, which fucks up our digestive stress and also our psychological stress because our brain and body need water and hydration. Now, you'll notice that when you first start doing this, you're going to be pissing a lot more. I mean, if you don't understand what that means, pissing is going to the bathroom, urinating. However, you also want to put some salts in the water. Some Himalayan pink salt is a great thing you can do. Some Celtic salt, or you can purchase hydration supplements online. I'm not going to get too much into that. But increasing your hydration is going to help your psychological and emotional stress, as well as your digestive stress, which impacts your physical and sleep stress. So cut out gluten, cut out dairy, cut out alcohol, increase your water intake, and that alone is going to help you with your digestive stress, which impacts every other area of your life. Just give it a go. Try it for 30 days. We normally do a 6-week challenge in our program, and I promise everything will improve in your life. The fourth type of stress is sleep. I love fucking sleep, but I have struggled with it for a very long time. Excuse me. To this day, I still have nights where I wake up thinking about work. I have a 2.5-year-old daughter, and she wakes up crying many nights asking for her mother. So whether or not I get up to comfort her, my wife does it most nights, we are constantly getting woken up, even if Rosie is getting out of bed. My wife is getting out of bed. So sleep is extremely important. As I mentioned earlier, you die a lot earlier without sleep. So how do you improve your sleep in a very, very simple way? Well, again, it's simple, but it may not be easy for you. In our Empowered Man household, aka my house, my office, where my wife and daughter currently live, luckily with me, we don't have a TV. We don't have screens, right? So the first step is you want to wake up every single day and you want to get sunlight into your eyes as quickly as possible. There is a system within your body where when you get sunlight into your eyes, there is a clock that starts in your head. And roughly, I don't know the exact number here, but roughly 12-ish hours after that sunlight hits your eyes, your brain will start producing melatonin and producing chemicals to help you get to sleep. Now, ironically enough, when you wake up, your cortisol is quite high. It's the highest when you wake up because your body releases cortisol to wake you up. So there's this constant stress response inside of your body where your body, which is very intelligent, creates these chemicals, and these chemicals wake you up and put you to sleep. And a lot of that is based on sunlight. So the first thing you want to do is wake up, get sunlight into your eyes as quickly as you can in the morning. From there, we go into the nighttime routine to improve your sleep. There are a few things you can do right away to instantly improve your sleep. The first one is try not to eat too close to bedtime. We try and have our dinner at 5 p.m. every single day, which means by the time we go to sleep around 8:30 p.m., yes, I know that's early, I'll get into that in a second, that we've actually had time to digest our food. So not eating too close to bedtime. Second one, once the sun goes down, you want to minimize your exposure to blue light. Your brain and body doesn't know the difference between the sun and screens. Now, if you're anything like me and my wife, we typically stare at screens at the end of the day. I scroll on Twitter, you might be watching me on YouTube right now or listening on a podcast, and that light that comes out of the phone, the television, the laptop, the tablet, it goes straight into your eyes, and that blue light is similar to the light from the sun. Now, what normally happened up until 100 years ago when we started having all this technology, up until even more recently, is we would wake up with the sun, we'd go to sleep with the sun. And this had a rhythm inside of our body called the circadian rhythm. And this rhythm allowed us to get nice, restorative, relaxing sleep. That has been destroyed with modern day technology. It might not even be your phone, it can be the lights in your house. So once you've cut back your eating time to a little bit earlier, and I know that's hard if you run a business or have a career, but you can build your life around those sorts of things, is you want to minimize the amount of light exposure you get after the sun goes down. You can get a blue light filter on your phone. Most phones have it these days. You can turn off the lights in your house. In our house here, we have red light bulbs in our bedroom, and we have a blue light filter on our phone. You can get blue light glasses. I have some that I wear every single day. I'll get them overlaid over my face. Editor, please sort that out. So lower the amount of light exposure from light bulbs in your house and screens. If you can, try and stay off screens 2 hours before bed. Read a book and put on a blue light filter, a red light bulb, so you can actually not be struggling there. Third thing you can do is supplementation. Two of my favorite forms of supplementation are L-theanine and magnesium. Magnesium has hundreds of functions in your body. Most of us are magnesium deficient. So magnesium, a high quality magnesium, is extremely important in the evening to help your body get into that state of sleep. And L-theanine, which is found in green tea, has been shown in many studies to lower your stress response emotionally, physically, psychologically, so that you can sleep better. So supplementing with L-theanine and magnesium is extremely helpful for a lot of people. And the final thing you can do to lower your sleep stress is go to bed and wake up at the same time every single day, Monday to Sunday. Your body is very rhythmical. It is very, very clever and very intelligent, and it loves routine. So every day I get up at 4:45 a.m. Monday through Sunday, and every night I'm in bed by 7:30 and asleep by 8:30. Why? Because I love my sleep. I understand that if I sleep well, if I sleep at the same time, I get a deep sleep, a restful sleep, I'm gonna make more money, I'm gonna lower all the other stresses, I'm gonna have better relationships, I'm gonna live longer. Sleep is so fucking important, and it might require you to sacrifice some things so that you can sleep the way you want to. But recapping, sunlight first thing in the morning. At the end of the day, try and have dinner as far away from bedtime as possible. Try and lower blue light exposure from light bulbs and screens, magnesium and L-theanine supplementation, as well as going to bed and waking up at the same time. I know this sounds crazy, but this is gonna affect your emotions, your thoughts, your relationships, your wealth building, your longevity, your lifespan. All these things are affected by sleep. It's one of the most important stresses you wanna lower, and it will impact every part of your life. And the final type of stress now is physical stress, which is the most important. Your body is your vehicle of life. Let me explain what I mean. You can have a 1991 Honda Civic or a 2024 Lamborghini Urus. They both work. They both take you from A to B, but one operates better, it's faster, it looks better, it's sexier, more people want it. Your business, your relationship, the quality of your life comes down to one thing: how you feel physically in your vehicle. If you're burnt out, stressed, tired, you're not gonna have the relationships or wealth you deserve. But if you're a powerhouse full of energy, unfuckwithable mentally, psychologically, writing down the things that you struggle with, reframing them to positives, emotionally working through negative emotions, having a great digestive system, being able to think clearly, sleeping well, you're gonna be a physical powerhouse, which means you make more money, you have more connection, you're a better father, husband, and man, all because physically you're unfuckwithable. When you lower these four other stresses, physically you have more energy. And the best way you can work on physical stress is by exercising and eating well. Now, I know that's fucking obvious. Tony, of course, exercise and eat well. But when these other four stresses are elevated, what's the first thing we sacrifice? Fuck, I'm stressed about work. Oh, I had an argument with my wife. I'll drink. I'll reach for some alcohol. I'll sedate. Or I'll skip the gym today. I'll do it tomorrow. Or I don't have time. Let me eat some KFC or some fucking McDonald's. I know this is so simple, but when you look after your body, you look after your vehicle of life. And this is where so many men struggle, because all of this probably makes sense to you. You've listened this far, so something's landed. How do I balance all of this? Like, Tony, this makes sense. How do I lower all of these stresses while also being a busy father and building a business and trying to please my wife? Well, that's exactly why the Empowered Man exists. My friend, these tools you've learned will change your life. but it's hard to implement them without the right accountability or plan that's custom to your life. So if you want to lower your psychological stress, your emotional stress, your digestive stress, if you want to sleep better, if you want to be physically and mentally unfuckwithable, it's a lot easier to do that with a plan. So I hope you got value from this video and taken a lot of notes. Write it multiple times, the notes, watch it multiple times. But if you've taken some knowledge from this video and you want to take it to the next level, then I highly recommend you go and apply for the Empowered Man program. There'll be a link down below. You'll be able to fill out a quick quiz and then you'll be able to book a call with me or my team personally. And on that call, we'll not only show you how to destroy stress, we'll show you how to dominate and win and succeed in your health, wealth, and relationships. Make money and build a legacy while having a great marriage or relationship, while also having a healthy body and mind. Because ultimately, when you lower that stress, everything becomes better. So I hope you got value from this. If you did, give it a thumbs up, give it 5 stars, and feel free to go down below and book a coaching session with our Empowered Man team so you can lower your stress and be the best man you can be.